I'm going to do a romantic start, Anna. The sun's just slipped behind some grey clouds in front of us. It's a warm but quite crisp September Sunday afternoon.
And I really need the loo.
And Anna's like, can we hurry up and record the podcast? Once again, we come to Claire's car in a romantic location of a cul-de-sac.
This is a beautiful cul-de-sac, isn't it?
It is a beautiful cul-de-sac. We've got a full bush next to us. Pleasantly trimmed.
And the smell of curry emanating.
Curry, yeah. The smell of curry. Not sure if it's sin-free.
Yeah.
I love the way that people here care. You know when people care about where they live? Because they line up their wheelie bins perfectly. Last week we were sat on... Where were we? Oh, we were on the floor, weren't we?
Yeah, a bit wet.
The park. And then this week we... I thought I'd keep you dry this week.
Thank God.
And then we drove round the corner from your house and parked in a cul-de-sac. And I mean, I'm hoping that we don't look like we're spies or something and we get arrested during this podcast.
Oh, I like that. Well, I've just had my mother-in-law text me saying Daisy won't eat her stew and only wants a sandwich but won't eat the bread you've got. Please, can you bring some seeded bread home for her? She's two and requesting seeded bread. Right.
Wow. Well, that hopefully is the most exciting part of this podcast.
Yay!
Because you've clicked on this, and it's a topic that many of you tell us that you need help with. Boredom eating.
Yeah, it comes
up. I definitely get this.
Yeah. This comes up in group.
Mm.
I did 7 sessions last week. No, the week before last, 7 sessions, and it came up in 5 of them about boredom eating, especially at night time.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? Because so many of us... are fine on our 3 meals. We're on point on those.
It's the snacking.
It's the little bits in between. And why are you doing it? And sometimes you don't even realise you're doing it.
And you're not hungry. I asked everyone that's brought it up in group, are you hungry? No, I'm bored. So it really was interesting when we put this on Instagram, the replies we got, the tips we got. I have to say crocheting and knitting is high on the agenda when it comes to stopping boredom eating.
It's never going to be high on my agenda. I'm way too cool for that.
Excuse me, crocheting is hip and cool, and so is knitting.
I do colouring and word searches, though.
Do you?
Yeah, that's a bit
I'm dyslexic. Doesn't happen. I just go in an online shop.
So the premise of this podcast, Slimmer World Food for Thought podcast, is that we are not doctors and we come at this really with our own personal experiences, not from like official capacities really. And we share some of the stories that things that we've learned and been through.
Look,
is a car
it
behind us?
No.
What
it's
is it?
Helicopter.
Oh God, they're coming to get us.
Hi!
So the other week we had planes going over us, now we've got a police helicopter. What happens? Well, they cast the net and then like
the
kind of basically the net will go over the
we've
car
got a big
and then
magnet.
Pick up. Okay.
Like it's in Peppa Pig.
I think we've got away with it.
Oh, do you think?
I think we're all right.
They'll come back around, the circling.
The sun has come back out from the clouds. Anyway,
that
so
help people who are bored.
Slim and World podcast. I'm explaining
sorry.
She's Anna, I'm Claire. And if you do want some bite-sized mojo, every Monday we make a promise that when you wake up, there's a new episode. So they come weekly. And also coming up very soon, we have another episode of Listeners' Questions. So if you want to send us your questions, clearly you'll hear from what we're about to say today. We do listen to your responses as well, because that's been the basis of choosing this subject. Send us an email, slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Or you can contact us on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. So boredom eating, what question did you just ask on the picture then? Simple statement.
How do you deal with boredom eating? Simples. And we had a couple of people who just said quite simply, go to bed.
That is so true. I used to do that all the time.
Well, sometimes, though, you have to recognise you're knackered. Mm. You're not bored. You're just staying downstairs watching mindless TV and looking at the fridge because you're knackered, but you can't be bothered to go upstairs or... Do you know what I mean? Going to bed. Love it.
Yeah, it's true.
I get into bed so early. A lot of people have said the key is distraction. Doing something different. So making sure that you've got... learn to do other things. Let's have a look who put this... Danielle Dunn, @Jane_SW. I've learnt to do other things such as listening to the podcast. Good call, girl. Reading, cleaning and other things I enjoy. I'm teaching myself on my journey to stay at target this time, to stop eating through emotions. It's been hard, but I have noticed a huge difference in how I deal with things now. Always have lots of free or speed things in the house just in case I really need the... really need to go for them. I always question myself now, why am I wanting to eat something outside of my main three meals a day? Good call.
Oh, see, there's a couple of things that I've been learning about recently. Surf the urge is something that we've mentioned a lot on this podcast.
Yeah.
And the idea is that these cravings come in waves. Mm. So you have to just ride them out. They'll kind of come and they'll keep coming and then they'll really reach a peak and then they'll kind of dissipate over time. And practicing that, there's loads of meditations out there. But there's also like a book which is on my to read list, and from what I understand of the premise of it, it's Mel Robbins called The 5 Second Rule.
Ooh.
And a lot of it is about putting a 5 second pause before you do something.
Yes.
So learning to have that kind of break, like when you open your eyes in the morning, how many of us, before we've even drank a water, before we've even gone for a wee, have got a phone in our hands and we're scrolling through, you know, Facebook or checking messages and things. So to kind of put that further away and deliberately have a 5 second pause before you do something, which I thought...
You should really think about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. Slimwell Pudding Queen, Donna, I love her. Make a snack pack. Sticks of carrot, sugar snap peas, diced cucumber, baby tomatoes. I sometimes throw in a healthy extra baby bell. Sometimes great. It's the hand-to-mouth action that keeps... going back for those speedy snacks, and I'm satisfied. I like that.
That's interesting that she's a pudding queen and her snacks for her cravings are not sweet stuff.
It's free food. That's why that's why she's successful. You can see because she's not hitting the sins. Kathy 0536. Go for a walk. Don't have rubbish in the house. Prepare something food optimized to eat. I love that. That is always my go-to. If you want to eat free food, your friend, have your free food things in that you know you're safe with, so there's no guilt. Someone put on here, and I'll just find it, basically said, you know, knowing that the word, it's not a bad thing if you eat, it's absolutely fine, just, you know, making sure you've got food optimized things,
the right things.
SW Naomi, accept that there are worse things you can do than eat. The guilt makes it so much worse. Have some speed you can pick at, like blueberries, cherry tomatoes, melon balls defrosted, wink if you haven't caught that episode. Mad Forness says, it's after dinner I brush my teeth because I know the consequences is having to brush them again. I know a lady in group that will eat salad at 9 p.m. if she has a boredom craving. Both of you are amazing ladies. Thank you so much for the podcast.
Now that is a massive thing that I had to learn when I did podcast.
Brushing your teeth, you not do
no,
it before,
hey, you knob. No.
You're going to edit that out.
No, leaving that in. That's not offensive. You're a doorknob. That's what you are. No, I mean,
she's on one today.
I always thought to lose weight that you eat less.
No.
And sometimes in the evenings, I would go to bed and I would be hungry. I'd be like, have my tea, brush my teeth, can't eat after 7 p.m. And I'd be starving by like 10, 11. I'd wake up in the middle of the night hungry because my blood sugar levels were low.
Oh, I eat
It's about
chips.
Eating the right... Yeah. things. So then, yeah, the and I think because then when you're starving, that's when you're likely to
I never get
eat the
hungry.
Wrong things, right?
I don't let myself get hungry.
Yeah. And that's what I mean. That was the biggest thing that I learned is actually, if you're hungry, it's your body saying, feed me.
It might also be a drink. So Shazka, I think I've said it right. Have a glass or two of water. If you still want something, have a low-sin snack like a yogurt or some fruit. I've really started to plan properly. Also, write down my meals, calculate the sins I have left if I need them.
So water.
Yeah, because you might be thirsty.
Yeah, and I also think like with a little thing that got me through, because I like to have my sweet treat after my main meal, particularly in the evening. I like having a sweet treat in the evening. Ooh. But you know, like the little hot chocolate sachets that
you can
get. Oh,
I love a hot chocolate sachet. With
They're only, what, 2.5 sins, aren't they? But they've got loads of water, hot water in them.
Yeah.
So then that kind of fills you
hydrates
up a bit.
Hydrates you.
Yeah.
Karen Greasley Molly, I think. I do cross stitch, which keeps my hands busy. I like that. I also keep my Slimming World book on the table next to my chair, so if I feel bored, I reread it rather than going to look for food. It's distraction that is working for me at the moment.
Well, also, I think if you're doing a food diary, then the idea is whatever you eat, you're going to have to write down.
Yes. Do you know what keeps coming up? Grapes.
Do you know what? I was thinking the other day, I just deleted grapes because once I realised they weren't speed food, I was like, I'd rather just have fruit that is speed.
No.
So this week I've been having plums.
Oh, you see, Claire, a lot of people do that and it worries me. I can't eat
bananas.
Grapes. Yeah, I can't eat grapes because of my colitis, unless you peel them, and peeling a grape is a nightmare. But to me, for me, a safety net is mangoes, grapes, and cherries, and bananas.
Yeah.
They're a free food. Do you know what? When I'm starving, I've got no time. Banana. Nail it. Done.
Oh, yeah, yeah, defo.
Don't be scared
of the bananas,
non-speedies.
But yeah, maybe I'll have to.
Mango? Oh, I eat at least 6 mangoes a week.
Are they not speed?
No, they're free, but they're amazing. They are so,
hang on,
sweet.
Mango isn't speed, but melon is.
Yeah, so the reason things are classified as speed is just because, in the most simple way to explain, the calories that the melon contains, it's more dense for the calories, and probably mango is just slightly higher in energy and not as dense for that level of calories. So that's why that's just classified as a free food, not a speed food.
Okay. And if you're not following the similar plan, you listen to this, it just means that we're encouraged to eat more speed type of fruit and veg because it helps boost our weight loss.
Well,
but
just a minimum of 1/3 of each meal. But yeah, free food is free food. The more speed you get within your meal, your faster your weight loss will come off. But I think it's so important we recognize free food is your safety blanket.
Free food is my friend.
Yeah.
As you said.
Deborah Conroy, Woman of the Year, Friday morning, 9:30 a.m. Chorlton class.
Yeah.
Big up. She put, I was a border meter in the car on long journeys as I don't drive. So I was a passenger last weekend on a trip to Kent, 5 hours, and I took a box of grapes and ate them on the way down.
Wow.
Can we just say hi to Deborah, who is currently on a 2-week Caribbean cruise?
Wow.
I know. So I think what the someone's put, I'm not doing very well. Someone also, Kelly MP, I try and keep busy, mealtimes and snacks I try and fill up on free food, particularly picking the fruit like grapes, blueberries. If you like sitting watching TV, I previously would have eaten out of habit popcorn and crisps, now I try and substitute with fruit. I love that. I eat like a picky plate. Do you know what a picky plate is?
Yeah, well, that's a better idea than, I guess, old Claire.
Yeah,
would have my, you know, like you can buy the big massive bags of crisps.
I know them intimately.
And then like you're watching telly and your mouth and your hands are making movements, but you have no kind of like, there's no connection there of what is actually happening.
Mm.
And I think we've said before, like, well, a lot of us were not born with an off switch. So I kind of sometimes out of curiosity, I keep eating thinking, I know I'm full, but I can still keep eating this.
Mm.
At what point is my body going to say, that's enough now? And it would never come.
Yes. And I used to eat and think, when's this going to make me feel better? When's the satisfaction going to come? And then you go, oh God,
still
I'm
not.
16 chocolate bars down. I ain't got that. Move away. Do you know what comes up a lot? Cleaning.
Yeah.
I did that this morning. Really, really hungry. Wanted fruit toast with butter and Nutella, like really badly. So I cleaned the kitchen, got the bleach out, totally forgot about it.
Here's the things then. Use free food.
Yep.
Distraction.
Yep.
Water.
Yep.
Surf the urge.
Another one is recognise your board.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Or look at, is it the same time? Is there a pattern?
Yeah. And also, I go back. What's happened in your day? Have you eaten enough free food in the day? Are you hungry? If you're hungry, go and eat some more free food. If you're not hungry, but you're knackered, go to bed. If you're not hungry, but you're just a little bit fed up, acknowledge the emotion.
Yeah. Also, evenings are weird. I mean, I know we're about to come into it. It's dark.
Oh, I don't like
this. It's dark and it's winter. And then naturally people just want to hibernate and sit on their sofas and watch telly. And then this is potentially the point where we're like, aah! And then the fridge is only like 1 metre away from our hands. And
do you know what some other people have said? Don't have bad things in.
Don't buy it. Yeah.
Yeah, if you don't have it in.
Like, yeah, but when you live with other people, it's hard.
Let them starve.
No, well, that's because you're responsible for them, but I house share.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
But could you, when I've lived in house
when
share,
there
she
are other
couldn't
people
eat someone else's stuff. You wouldn't eat her stuff, would you?
No, but do you know what? Today, I accidentally, like, we've got like a little poof, you know, where you put your feet up.
Yeah. A poof.
A poof.
Yeah.
Yeah. Footstool.
Yeah. Might have been a safer option there, Claire.
Anyway, the top of it accidentally fell off today, and I saw,
what's
again,
in her poof?
There's a, I don't know how many months this must have been there, but a massive bag of Quality Street. And it was half full.
Did you lick the bag?
No, I was like, I needed to not see that.
Yeah.
Because now I know it's going to be there and the alarm's going to be going off. And I think, did I mention on a previous episode how she's got a piece, had this massive bar of chocolate that's been in the fridge, and every blooming time I open the fridge, it'd fall out of the top shelf and smash me in the face.
Oh, my
And
gosh.
I'd be like, oh, hello, chocolate. Still
oh,
there.
No.
She's one of these crazy people who can just eat a square and then put it back in the fridge.
Never.
Chocolate should never be in the
you
fridge,
be
number one.
With her. Oh no, chocolate!
What? No, chocolate should never be kept in the fridge.
Oh yeah, if you want it to last, it should like just suck it and it lasts for ages.
Nah. Anyway,
I didn't.
It's been
fundamentally, we're not right for each other.
It's been in the feckin' fridge for like months. This bar of chocolate, and for me, it's like see food and eat it. Like if I see a bar of chocolate like that, I need to eat it all so that it's gone.
Yeah.
So then I can't think about it anymore. I cannot have it there. And then that's for me when the boredom, because I know that it's there. Your mind's like, oh, I could just have a little bit. You're going to have a bit. And then you're like, oh, I'm just going to have another one.
Well, it's that taste, isn't it?
You can just get a taste of it. Yeah.
Yeah. I've never felt like that about blueberry. No. Mango, though.
Berries in general, I think, are cool. For me, I need to get a sweet hit, a sugary taste.
That's
sugary
why mango
taste.
Is my thing.
Is it?
Oh, mango, I love it.
Muller Lights have kept me going for ages, like those kind of yogurts.
You know when you've eaten too many yogurts?
Yeah.
Just can't touch a meringue nest I do like.
Oh, yeah.
My pavlovas I made.
I didn't even try it because I was too busy talking.
I made some for group. Slimming World pavlovas, like, yeah, amazing.
All right.
So I think the thing is to recognise you're bored. The thing is to recognise you're not alone. Maybe to shout out and say, I'm bored, stop me eating.
Oh, it's normal.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, surely when you kind of have that initial starting on the plan or rejoining the plan, you're like, yeah, I'm going to do this. Yeah, we can do it. Come on. And you're really excited. And you're like there with all your lists and all your different coloured pens writing out your shopping list. And then you go do it. And then you put everything in. You've got it all in new little cupboards and you've cleaned your cupboards. And, you know, you've got new plates especially and new dishes or something. Like, really exciting. You bought yourself a new pan, a new utensil.
Oh, my gosh.
And then after a while, after about 2 months, you're like, oh, God, I've got another spaghetti bolognese.
Don't get bored. Reinvent. Keep. Lucy, who is a member in one of my groups, she has said I can mention her, tries 3 new recipes a week. She doesn't get bored. It's like a marriage. You've got to keep it spiced up.
Well, I went and bought a different microwave meal from the Slimming World range this week. That's as exciting as it got. I tried a new soup.
I am...
And got a new Tupperware dish.
Did you? What did I do? Not really been able to eat. So I've been creating things for Phil, but not being able to eat them, which is a bit sad. But he's really enjoyed them. He's really, really enjoyed them. And Daisy even licked the plate.
Wow.
Pork and apple Cajun burgers from the Take 5 book. If you haven't discovered them, they will change your life.
Yeah, I did try and make these.
Did you dabble?
I just put far too much onion, and I was burping onion all night.
Did you not grate enough apple?
Maybe not.
Very few spring onions or apple. Little Cajun.
Anyway, I think that might have kind of given some people a few things to think about. Come and share more of your thoughts with us on our Instagram and email us as well. And we're looking for more ideas of subjects for us to cover.
Yeah, and we'd love you to subscribe as well. If you're on Apple Podcast, hit that subscribe. Don't you love it when you get a ping?
A ping. What to say? There's a new.
Yeah.
Now, one of the ones I've started using an app is called Castbox.
Oh, and Castbox. You mean
Castbox? Yes, and you can subscribe to us on there, and it pops up about 2 a.m. on a Monday morning. It tells me when our new episode is there.
Mine does it when I plug it into my car. When my Bluetooth comes in.
Does it?
Yeah.
Slimming World Podcast here.
And then Daisy goes, "Mummy," and she can't understand why I'm in the car. And talking out of the speakers and talking to her.
Wow. Oh, one thing I forgot to tell you about.
What?
So this week, I've been trying to find ways to put more speed in. Of course it had to be broccoli, right?
Yes.
So the frozen, like, broccoli rice bags with kale and spinach in.
The ones I've been... And seaweed from Iceland.
Oh, and seaweed. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I was like, tick, tick, tick,
four
boom.
In a bag.
Added that to my breakfast this morning.
What did you have for breakfast? Weetabix?
No, I had like egg, bacon medallions, beans. I thought, there's my speed. Put one of them rice bags on.
Do you know what? They a discovery by one of our lovely Marion in group. Literally, they're always on the interest table. Them and the Sainsbury's roasted veg. Oof.
When you find those things, there's those small little things that just kind of keep you going a bit longer. That's all you need. You just need. Who would have thought that this week I'd be so excited about blooming rice bags?
Oh.
What have I become? I'm going to start crocheting at this rate.
Listen, we have a lot of crochet listeners. I think you should probably put a disclaimer and apologise. I love crocheting. Look, you can tell she's on one. She had a go at me about how
when
I'm
was the last time you crocheted?
Never crocheted.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean I... No, I've just bought 5 crocheted cactuses for Daisy's bedroom in the new house. They're so cute. They're like that big. One of my members' mummies crochets them.
Yep. That's exciting.
Crocheters, please bombard her with love. Please send crocheted goods to @ Slimming World Podcast, Manchester. They'll find us.
Well, whatever gets us through, hey, whatever keeps us from being bored. For me, mostly it's ukulele and rice bags.
For me, it's bed.
Bedtime, yeah, bedtime water.
Yeah, I take a cup of tea to bed. An eye mask.
God, we're so rock and roll, aren't we?
I'm not even 40 yet. I'm decrepit.
Well, we hope we've given you some inspiration, and we're keeping you up. She's having a right little yawn here. She's bored.
I'm not so bored. I'm tired.
So am I, but I'm not yawning in your face.
I wasn't yawning in your face. I yawned out the window.
Yeah, you looked at me as you actually were peak yawn.
We're going to go and get Claire some sleep and some sugar.
Yeah, if only you can buy sleep from frozen sleep.
Oh, my God.
Can somebody invent this?
Could we train children to sleep? I'd be all right. At least you're getting paid for not sleeping. I'm just doing this because I grew something that doesn't sleep.
Wow, that'll give you something to think about.
Won't it? Don't have kids.
The best end.
Yeah, good night.
Bye.